Hello and welcome to the EFL Podblog with Chris and Sue.
So today I'm here with Sebastian, who is going to talk about his bucket list. You know what a bucket list, Sebastian, is? Yeah, you know what it is?
Yes, a bucket list is things I want to do before I die.
Yeah, so what do you feel about bucket lists?
I don't have a real huge dreams in the life. I like spending time in the present and I like doing things like hobbies. But I don't have a huge dream such as swimming with whales or things, over big dreams like traveling all around the world very huge thing. I like spending time with my family. I like spending time doing things at home, working in the garden, for example. I like to spending time working on my private informatic system, such kind of things.
Okay, fair enough. But if you had to, because you know what a bucket list is, you know it's a list of like these crazy adventures and experiences that people want to do before they die. If you had to put, let's say, four things, let's go for five, keep it an uneven number, five things on a bucket list, even though I understand what you just said, could you tell me what number five would be?
Number five would be maybe walking to my home,
okay.
Doing things like working on walls or painting inside the home would be the fifth number of my bucket list.
Okay. Maybe you can achieve that by the end of your life, but
yes.
let's go to number four then. Number four, what would that be?
It would be cutting the grass, maybe.
I think that was number three.
Oh,
no,
I don't know.
No, you're right. It was number four. Was cutting the grass, yeah,
okay.
Which I think you should be able to do. How about, where are we now? We're number two, yeah.
No, we discussed about number five, number
four. So number three.
Number three could be walking the mountains, for example.
Walking in mountains, okay.
Yeah.
What, in the Pyrenees?
In the Pyrenees or in Alps.
Have you already done this, Sebastian? Because
Not in the Alps. In the Pyrenees, I often done that.
Yeah. Because we're only an hour or so away from the Pyrenees.
Yes, it's an hour from Toulouse.
Yeah.
It's easier to go to the mountains and to have a trip in one day or in a weekend, for
sure.
Example. Not so easy to go to the Alps to do that. And it's not so easy to do to go far from France,
mm-hmm.
But it could be a dream to walk in the mountains.
Not difficult.
In India or very great mountains.
Mm-hmm. The Himalayas or something.
Himalaya,
like this.
For example, yes.
Or the Hindu Kush.
Mm. Yeah. In the Hindu Kush. Okay.
Yeah, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? So that was number three, was it?
We didn't talk about the number three.
Oh my word, I'm losing count here. So number three then.
So number three. Number three could be also in the mountain, but cycling. I love mountain bike sport.
Now, when you say mountain bike, is that off-road or...?
It's off-road,
okay.
Yes. I have a mountain bike, and I like doing that usually weekend when I can.
Yeah, you go up like quite steep mountains, or
excuse me,
on steep mountains. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Really steep. Yeah. And a dream for me could be to ride in the other countries than I used to ride, for example, on another continent, in United States, there are really beautiful countries and tracks to ride.
Yeah. Okay. So number two, I'm back onto the right numbers now. What would number two be? So we're getting towards the big one, the big dream.
The big dream.
More than cutting the grass.
The big a second dream could be travel with my family, because I don't used to travel a lot. I like stay at home, and a dream could be to travel with my family, with especially with my my wife, to other countries.
Anywhere in particular?
Or not a country in particular, but very far, for in Australia, for example.
I might see you then, because part of my bucket list is to go around the coast of Australia in a combi. So if you see a combi going by, you might see me. Yeah.
Okay.
And number one, the big dream.
The big
dream. Even bigger than painting a wall. It is...
or cutting the grass.
Or cutting the grass.
I don't know exactly. Big dream... could be to drive a sports car in tracks. Yes, I like
A Formula One car.
Yeah, One car, or a rally car for example. I'm really keen on sport cars and mechanics sports, and doing that usually.
So you say you're really keen. Is it as a spectator or as a...
A dream for me is to drive a
sure.
sports car.
But at the moment, you say you're very keen. You're keen to watch it on TV or to actually go?
No, on internet, for example.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you actually been to a rally?
Yes.
Yeah? And because it goes past quick, doesn't it?
Yes, but in a rally, you can travel to, you can be at a different point of track,
mm-hmm.
and look at the cars on a different point of view.
Okay, so you can watch things. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I love going to the Tour de France, but the Tour de France passes in a matter of seconds, so it's the same type of thing, you know. we have the atmosphere as well, don't you?
I've already been at the Monaco rally.
Ah, okay.
On the south of France.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different tracks which are very close each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at cars on in the morning, for example, on a track. And you can look at the cars on a different track in the afternoon.
Okay, and can you watch them as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because you are really close.
Right.
From the road and the cars.
Okay.
And you can see it really closely.
So the number one for you is to drive a sports car.
Yes.
A Formula One or in a rally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sebastian.
Thank you, Chris.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.